And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban my brother to Haran. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezeph, and the children of Eden which were in Telassar? And Iphah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Mosah, and Gezez, and Haran begat Gezez. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, and Haziel, and Haran three. These were the chief of the fathers of Laadan. Have the gods of the nations delivered them of which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, and Haran, and Rezeph, and the children of Eden which were in Telassar? Haran and Cani, and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher and Kilmad, were thy merchants.